This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. So, in spite of all of the challenges the ag industry has dealt with since the pandemic began and before, a new year doesn't mean they're all just going away. Rabobank's Steve Nicholson says ag producers survived the restaurant closures in the beginning, but other challenges remain, like labor, supply chain, and the biggest of them all.
Oh, it's the input cost side. It's the first thing I heard when I walked into here today. When you talk to farmers, that's what they're struggling with, is trying to keep up with the input costs and how do I manage my input costs and manage my margins and keep those all together. And that's on everyone's mind.
Other challenges, Nicholson says, are political in nature and involve exports.
Geopolitical issues. My concern is there on the trade front. You know, you now have a lot more players in that world, where when the U.S. was kind of front and center of the world, that wouldn't happen as much. But now that we've stepped back a little bit from that, we have a lot of players like Turkey and Pakistan who can make a lot of havoc in the world.
And the big names, Nicholson says, are still there.
You know, China's trying to grow it, and Putin is still in Russia, whether you like him or not, creates lots of havoc. So I think that uncertainty around those issues creates problems in the ag markets, because it could be good today and not so good tomorrow.
But keep in mind, Nicholson says, ag has fared pretty well through it all.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.